It's been a few wild weeks out on the water, and with summer here, there's bound to be a whole lot more. So let's have a chat with Graham Gibb. Graham is the Emergency Liaison Officer for Marine Rescue Queensland, stationed on Bribie Island, to find out what we can expect over the holiday period, and more importantly, learn how to stay safe with safety gear requirements and reporting. Good morning, Graham.
Good morning, Rosemary, and good morning, listeners. Lovely to be here again.
Graham, can we start off with Marine Rescue Bribie Island activity update? Now, I know that there's going to be a big list, but give us what you can.
Yes, well, so far this year, Marine Rescue Bribie Island has logged a total of 4,975 vessels on, and we've actively responded to assist 325 vessels and their crews and making sure they've been brought back to safety. And the ongoing support underscores the importance of preparedness and our vigilance of skippers and boaties on the water.
Graham, how do the changing weather patterns affect boaties?
Yes, and quietly, as everybody is well aware, we've had some changing weather patterns in the last couple of weeks, and people have been caught short and been on the water. And summer storms and evolving weather patterns have brought considerable disruptions, as you are well aware, to both on the water and local communities. And these conditions highlight the necessity for everybody venturing out on the water to remain alert and ready for unexpected changes that
may
occur.
Absolutely. Yeah. And what can we expect in the typical summer conditions, Graham?
Yeah, well, during summer, mornings tend to be calm with northeast winds usually hopping up around 10 knots. However, as the day progresses, winds often strengthen and shift towards the south or southwest by mid-afternoon, typically ranging between 15 and 20 knots. And boaters should plan their journeys to return journeys to avoid being caught out in these adverse and rapidly changing conditions. And a tip, always check the weather forecast before heading out. Keep an eye on real-time updates throughout your trip. And for the latest information, visit the Bureau of Meteorology, or boaties should use their preferred marine weather application.
Absolutely. Now, do we need to take precautions for sheltered and offshore trips, Graham?
Yes, we often mention this to a lot of the boaties, and if the destination, for example, is a sheltered area such as Tangalooma or any location far from their starting point, it's crucial to stay alert for sudden changes in weather. And this is evident from what happened last week. Rough seas can develop unexpectedly, so continual monitoring of conditions is essential. And for offshore excursions, make sure all safety gear on board is correct and that everybody wears the appropriate life jackets, especially when the weather is so unpredictable.
Talking about that, Graham, can you give us a list of the safety gear requirements?
Yeah, look, there's a couple of areas we break these down to, and we look at sheltered trips, carry flares, make sure that they're within their three-year expiry date, have a V-sheet on board and bring a chart and a compass. And for trips in Moreton Bay, carry all those items, flares, V-sheet, chart and compass. And for offshore trips, please ensure that they carry an EPIRB. These are requirements for offshore fishing trips and sightseeing.
And of course, life jackets and things like that are hugely important.
Yes, and that was arresting me for doing that. Life jackets is extremely important. And just important note for boaties that from the 1st of September, all life jackets must comply with the Australian Standard 4758. And we just ask you to inspect the life jackets to ensure they meet this standard and replace any that do not.
Absolutely. And now finally, Graham, during our Christmas New Year period, what are some of the essential reminders that boaties need to be absolutely well and truly aware of?
Yes, well, the Christmas and New Year period is especially busy on our waterways, and especially with the weather being unpredictable as it is. And again, afternoon is a very good indication of late weather storms hit. So it's always advisable to make sure that you've got a good eye on the weather as well as your equipment in your boat. But, you know, prepare thoroughly to enjoy your time on the water. Inform somebody at home of your departure and return locations. That can be very, very beneficial. Carry a fully charged mobile phone, because we actually do contact people by mobile phones to get their DV locating information, latitude and longitude, if we need to go and get their assistance. So fully charged mobile phone, very important. Check fuel levels to confirm that they've got enough for the journey, and that's very important. We're finding that's been an issue of late. And log in with the local Marine Rescue at Bribie Island Base. via radio or telephone on 340 875 96, and these calls could be the most important calls you make all day. And from the base and all our people, all our volunteers, to all our listeners and boaters, Russ, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and most importantly, safe boating.
Graeme Gibb, Emergency Service Liaison, Marine Rescue Queensland, Bribie Island. Thanks so much for joining us today and to keeping our community informed and well and truly connected. And also, thanks for your contribution, Graeme, throughout the course of the year in keeping our boating community informed and safe. And that checklist, you know, we need to look at it every single time. Graeme, we wish you and everybody over at Marine Rescue a very Merry Christmas and a happy and safe New Year. Thanks so much, and we'll look forward to catching up with you in 2026.
Thank you. Thank you, Rosemary. Thank you, listeners. Enjoy it. Merry Christmas. Take care. Stay safe on the water, and we'll talk to you in 26. Thank you very much.